Have your Bibles, you want to turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 18. I want to read you a whole narrative here and then just want to share some things with you after that. Beginning with verse 1 of 2 Chronicles 18, it says, "Now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance and joined affinity with Ahab. And after certain years he went down to Ahab to Samaria, and Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him in abundance and for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go with him to Ramoth Gilead. Ahab, king of Israel, said to Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, 'Will you go with me to Ramoth Gilead?' And he answered him, 'Excuse me, I am as you are, my people is your people, and we will be with you in war.' And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, 'Inquire, I pray you, at the word of the Lord today.' Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets 400 men and said to them, 'Shall we go to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?' And they said, 'Go up, for God will deliver it into the king's hand.' And Jehoshaphat said, 'Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides that we may inquire of him?'" I want you to note something here. Jehoshaphat was a good king. Ahab, obviously a wicked king. And Jehoshaphat is not bearing witness to all the things that are being said. And so he asked him, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord?" And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesies good to me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah, the son of Imla." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so." And the king of Israel called for one of his officers and said, "Fetch quickly Micaiah, the son of Imla." And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in their robes, and they sat in an empty place at the entering end of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. Zedekiah, the son of Kenaanah, had made him horns of iron and said, "Thus says the Lord, with these shall you push Syria until they are consumed." And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, "Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." And the messenger that went to Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Behold, the words of the prophets declare good to the king with one assent. Let your word, therefore, I pray you, be like one of theirs, and you speak good." And Micaiah said, "As the Lord lives, even what my God says, that I will speak." And when he was come to the king said to him, "Micaiah, shall we go up to Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear?" And he said, "Go up and prosper. They will be delivered into your hand." King said to him, "How many times shall I adjure you that you say nothing but the truth to me in the name of the Lord?" Now this is another thing that interests me. All Micaiah is saying just what the rest of them are saying. Why hasn't he said anything to the rest of them? Pretty interesting, isn't it? And then he said, "I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These have no master. Let them return, therefore, every man to his house in peace.' And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, 'Did I not tell you that he would not prophesy good to me, but evil?'" Now, that just depends on how you look at it, doesn't it? And he said, "Therefore, hear the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on his right side and on his left. And the Lord said, 'Who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead?' And one spoke, saying after this manner, another saying after that manner. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, 'I will entice him.' And the Lord said to him, 'Wherewith or how?' He said, 'I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets.' And the Lord said, 'You will entice him, and you will also prevail. Go out and do even so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouth of these your prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against you. Then Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, Which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak to you? And Micaiah said, Behold, you shall see on that day when you shall go into an inner chamber to hide yourself. And the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah and carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus says the king, Put this fellow in the prison, feed him with bread of affliction, with water of affliction, until I return in peace. Micaiah said, If you certainly return in peace, then the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, Hear or listen to what I'm saying, all you people. Now, I wanted to read you the whole narrative. There's just some interesting things in there. And the way this came to me this afternoon was being confident in the Word of the Lord. Being confident in the Word of the Lord. When the Word of the Lord gives you something, how confident are you in what God gives you? And when you look at this setting here, if you want to look at it by odds, there were 400 prophets prophesying go. Micaiah saying, if you go, you're going to get killed. They saying you're going to prosper. And so the odds are 400-1, right? That Micaiah's wrong? No. If the Lord says it, it doesn't matter how many are saying opposite, it's always right. You follow me? Now, here's the thing that came to me, is how confident are we when God tells us something to go with what God says? When the odds are against us, when the people around us aren't agreeing, when the people around us are actually saying something that is totally opposite of what the Lord's given us, are we so confident in the Lord that we will stay with what the Lord says regardless of what the other people say? And I'm telling you, too many people are caving in to what's commonly called peer pressure. And you find that prophets are just prophesying what the other prophet says. And I'm seeing that not many are hearing the word of the Lord. And I don't mean that in an arrogant or cocky way. I mean it in a factual way. Well, how do you know that that's not the word of the Lord? Because God doesn't lie. The spirit of truth in you will bear witness to truth. Even Jehoshaphat, you know, he didn't have the Holy Spirit, but he was a good king. He was a man that feared God. Even he knew that these prophets were not prophets of God. You understand? They're saying what the king wants to hear. And so when Ahab said that Micaiah doesn't say anything good about me, that he always prophesies evil, what he's saying is he's not saying what I want to hear. And I'm telling you, too many ministers a day are saying what the people want to hear. They're not saying what God says. And we have to learn to be confident in what the Lord says if nobody agrees with you. You understand? You stay with what God gives you when you know it's the Spirit of God. You don't back down from it. But it's amazing how many people start second-guessing God because this one's saying this and this one's saying this and this one saying that. And believe me, I've had many opportunities to be tempted to step down and back off from what God said to me because it was the very opposite of what the people are saying. And then we have to make a determination in our heart. Well, we lay it all on the line because we're so confident in the Word of the Lord that we know what God's saying is true. And I look at what Micaiah said. He tells him, I see Israel, I see your army scattered like they have no leader. And the word is, everybody go to the tent, you have no leader. Quit fighting the battle, right? You have no leader. Ahab didn't like that. And so what does he say? I'll put him in prison. He didn't say what I wanted to hear. put him in prison, feed him with the bread of affliction till I return. So defiant. Now it's an amazing thing. God warned this wicked king, but he won't listen. He'd rather listen to the lying prophets than to hear God. But here's confidence in the Word of God. After he has this jail sentence put on him, he says, "All right, listen, everybody. If Ahab returns in peace, God didn't speak through me." No, that's confidence. He's not coming back. You're going to see that these 400 men have lied and cost the king his life. I wonder how many people are losing their lives over listening to false prophets. People who are inspired by their own heart saying what they think somebody wants to hear. You know, the Bible talks about how men will gather to them. They want their ears tickled, is the way it says. And so they'll gather to them teachers to say what they want them to say. You're seeing this all over the world today. And people will walk away from the truth to hear a lie, and it's going to be detrimental to them. Believe me, it was detrimental to Ahab by not listening to Micaiah. It cost him his life. He'd rather believe a lying spirit than the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. You understand that prophecy came, the Spirit of God came on these men to inspire them to speak. The Spirit of God still comes on people. The Spirit of God still gives people what to say. But this society is so spoiled. It's so self-centered. It wants to be comfortable all the time. Tell me what I want to hear. You know, give me what I want. Don't give me what I need. Give me what I want. God's not giving you what you want. He's giving you what you need. And if you reject that, He'll turn you over to yourself. You know, He'll give you that heart's desire and send leanness to your soul, you understand, if you want to rebel against Him. You look at the nation of Israel, would to God we'd die in the wilderness. God said, all right, die in the wilderness. I brought you out of Egypt to take you into the promised land, but if you'd rather die in the wilderness, then you can have what you say. You spoke it over yourself. Don't blame me. Do you understand? We've got to learn, first off, to hear the Word of God, and then be confident enough in the Word of God that we don't move. We stay there. We stay there. You know, I think of Abraham, how he heard the Word of God. Defying all odds, leave your country, leave your kindred. But he got up and he went. Or how about when God says, all right, that son you've waited for 25 years to get, now go sacrifice him. So what does he do? He hears God. He has confidence in the Word of God. What confidence does he have? God spoke to him originally and said, out of Isaac, your seed is going to multiply. So Abraham's confident in the Word of the Lord enough that he'll follow through with the Word of the Lord that seems totally contrary to what God said. God said that through Isaac, your seed's going to come. And now God said, sacrifice the son through which the seed's going to come. And I like the way the 11th chapter of Hebrews, it says he just believed that God was going to bring him out of the ashes. He's going to kill him. He's going to sacrifice him. And God's going to raise him up. Besides that, actually, I got him from the dead anyway. Sarah's womb was dead. We were too old to have children. God could do it one time. God could do it another time. Confident in the word that God's spoken to you? How confident are you in what God says to you? Are you confident enough to step out? Or do you let circumstances sway you? Are you confident enough to go with what God's saying? Or are you wanting somebody to say the right thing to you that'll tickle your flesh, make you feel good about yourself? I think about my life. There was a point in time I didn't want anybody to prophesy to me because I was afraid they might tell stuff I didn't want anybody to know. And then there came a point in time in my life I was wanting everybody to prophesy to me. You understand? Well, either one's dangerous. You with me? We need to know what God has to say to us. God's not going to say something just to expose you and air out your dirty laundry and all that, as we would say. No, if God has a word for you, that word will be to help you. That word will be to profit you. That word will not be to damage you. You with me? It's going to build you up. When God has a word for you, it may not necessarily be the word that you're wanting. Who wants to hear sacrifice your son? Who wants to hear leave everything you're familiar with? That's not the issue. Did God say it? That's the issue. A lot of people have made wrong moves listening to a lying spirit, thinking it was God when it wasn't. That's why it's so important to know the Word of God and the Spirit of God so you're not deceived. Then when you do hear God's Word to you, you can operate in confidence. I know back in 1980, there on the job, just in the snap of a finger, the Lord just revealed things to me. I couldn't explain it. It was blowing me away how I knew these things, because there's no physical circumstance to say that I could know these things. But yet I knew these things, and I started writing these things. Now here's an amazing thing: not one person agreed with what God said to me. Not one. Not one agreed with what God said to me. But I knew that God said it. And I knew I wasn't smart enough to come up with the things that God told me. And there was a period of time that it was very discouraging to know that you've heard from God tremendous revelation, and everybody tells you you're wrong. You're wrong. For I had to make a choice. Will I go with God, or am I going to cave in to the peer pressure of the people? So I made the decision. I'm going to go with God. I know God said it. I know God said it. I know God said it. And I'm not backing down from what God told me. Now, when you take that stand, it won't make you popular. It'll just make you right before God. So which would you rather have? Had you rather please God, or had you rather go with the people and get sacrificed on the altar of the people? And a lot of people are doing that. God wants us confident in His Word. When God speaks a word to you, first off, you check out that word by the Scriptures and see if what God's telling you agrees with the Scriptures. You understand? That's exactly what I did. I went to the Bible. When these things started coming, I went to the Bible and started researching these things in the Bible, and I found that it was in the Bible all along. It wasn't written there that day. It had been there all my life, but I had been blinded to it through tradition and through religion and all these type things that had my eyes blinded to truth. So I strongly encourage you, you check out any word that comes to you. The devil will give you a word. You check out the word that you feel like God's speaking to you. Does it agree with the Scriptures? And does it agree with the Holy Spirit in you? Because the devil can quote Scripture. You understand? So it has to pass through those filters. And then another filter that I put in there, does it align to the character of Jesus? Would Jesus follow this word? You with me? Now, once it passes that test, then don't you back down from a charging bull moose. If the odds are 1,000,000 to 1, you stay with what God said. You stay with what God said. I look around me today. You think about all the prophets that are prophesying to these governmental leaders. Lying prophets. You understand? People lying to them. And what's it doing? It's taking them down. The sad part, it doesn't just take you down. It's also detrimental to those around you. You understand? But what if somebody would stand up and say the truth? Well, if I preach the truth and I say the truth, they might not invite me back. So, is that what you're in the ministry for, invitations? Or are you in the ministry to convey the Word of God? You understand? We must give people the Word of God regardless of what it costs us. Look what it cost Jesus. All He did was give them the Word of God. I've just said to you what the Father says. Kill him. Get him out of here. Crucify him. They don't want to hear it. I'm going to tell you, people today are the same way. They don't want to hear it. You stay with what God gives you. You be confident in the Word of the Lord. And if your own mama doesn't agree with you, you stay with the Word of God. You understand? Mama finally came around. Don't move. Don't move. And here's what I said to my mama. Look in the Bible and see if it says what I'm saying. That's all I ask you to do. Look in the Bible and see if the Bible says what I'm saying. If the Bible says it, then it's not me saying it. All I'm doing is just repeating what the Bible says. You with me? And so when God gives you a word, you be confident in that word. I've had the Lord to speak a word to me for somebody. And I said that the Lord told me they were having a problem in a certain area of their life. And I asked this person, I said, are you having a problem in this area of your life? They said, no. So what do you do? I said, okay, you go to the next person. I knew I hadn't missed it. Because I know God doesn't lie. You understand? And interesting about that, years later I heard this person testify and talk about this problem that they had had all their life, and it was the very thing that God spoke to me. And when I approached them by the Spirit of God, they said no. Well, my objective is not to argue with you. God wanted to minister to that person and help that person get that problem resolved. But if you don't admit you have one, there's no hope for you. God Himself can't help you until you admit you need help. You with me? As long as you say, I don't have a problem, then you'll continue where you are and you shut God off from ministering to you. But I could walk away and say, I miss God. And that was the temptation. That was what I heard. You miss God. I said, no, I didn't. No, I didn't. See, they could have said to Micaiah, you missed God. No, I didn't. Here's how you're going to know. If that man comes back in peace, you're going to know I didn't. If he does come back in peace, I miss God. If he dies out there, you know I didn't miss God. This is going to be a real easy thing to tell. But this man's gambling with his life. And too many people today are gambling with their life. You understand? If somebody gives me a word from the Lord, I'm not going to take that at face value. I'm going to take it before the Lord. That's just wisdom. Does it pass the test? Is this God talking to me? Or is this someone prophesying out of their own heart? And I've had people to prophesy to me out of their heart. I knew it wasn't God when they spoke to them. So you don't pay any attention to that. When the Holy Spirit's not bearing witness to what's supposedly being said by the Spirit, you don't pay any attention to it. Or if it violates the Scriptures, you don't pay any attention to it. But if it agrees with the Scriptures and you don't get anything going inside, then go before the Lord. Don't reject it. Go before the Lord. Say, all right, Lord, if this is you speaking, then I want to hear you. I don't want to be rebellious. I want to know it's you. And you say in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. I'm asking you for a witness so that I'm not deceived. And I'll promise you that without fail, God has always given the witness when it's right. You understand? Don't just be haphazard. And I have so many people to say, the Lord said, the Lord said, the Lord said. And I've reached a point in my life to where I didn't want to hear anybody prophesy again. I got so tired of hearing what people were saying, and I knew it wasn't God. Well, who do you think you are? No, who do I think the Word of God is? It doesn't match the Word of God. When the Spirit of the Lord spoke to him, from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he said, do not despise prophesying. And then he said this, you can't have a counterfeit without a truth. Know the truth, you won't go for the counterfeit. But just remember, if there's counterfeits out there, there's true out there also. You listen for the truth. And when you hear the word of truth, stay with it. Stay with it. It doesn't matter who does or doesn't agree with it. You stay with it. You follow me? So, how confident are you in the word that God's spoken to you? Are you like Micaiah? Those 400 are wrong. Now, boy, that upset them, didn't it? The one even slapped him on the face. Mocking. Stay with what God says. It's worth a slap on the face. You stay with what God says. Don't you move. Don't you cave in to pressure around you. If the Lord spoke something to your heart, God can't lie. But you have to cooperate. You just stay in agreement with him and watch that word come to pass. You do understand that Micaiah saw that word come to pass, and so did all Israel who heard what he said. Everyone that was there heard 400 liars and one man tell the truth. You with me? Truth will impact people's lives. You may not win them all, but some will take notice. That man has been with the Lord. These guys haven't. So in the future, I'm going to pay attention to what this man says. Because he knows the Lord and he's confident in it. We have to be confident in the word of the Lord. Now, I could tell you story after story, just from things that have been told me, and just in the conversation with ministers, how they backed down from the Word of God. They didn't want to lose a church. They didn't want to lose members of a congregation. They didn't want to upset a family member or this, that, and the other. Man, you're sacrificing eternal things for temporary things. Jesus died for you. You died for Him. You died of the flesh. And if you crucify yourself, nobody else can hurt you. That's why He tells us to reckon ourselves dead. Amen? So how confident are you in the Word of the Lord? Confident enough to stand up against all odds. This is where you're going to have to be. Because I can tell you right now, odds are against the truth. They're in favor of the lie. Stay with the truth. Because when all the dust is settled, truth's going to be standing, and all the liars are going to be down on their knees, bowing to truth. Amen. All right, that's the message. Thank you, Lord. I could second guess a lot of things, or I could go with God. Your head'll always try to talk you out of what God's given you if you listen to your head. And you just gotta learn not to pay any attention to what reasoning's saying or senses is saying. What's God saying? Stay with truth. And Father, I just ask you to bless this lady and give her the words of wisdom, and use her on the platform you've given her, that she may impact people for the Lord, and their sin may be revealed and them turn to the Lord and get delivered from it. Amen. Father, I thank you that you bless us indeed, you enlarge our territory. Your hands with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make your face shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up your counsel upon us. You give us peace. So Lord, we invite you to rise up. Let your enemies be scattered, and those who hate you be before you. Amen. I'll just share this with you. This morning, we ministered to several people. And here was the thing that interested me. Was everyone that came up to be ministered to was asking for a greater knowledge of the Word of God, because they all, every single one of them, felt inadequate in the Word of God. And you know, my answer is nothing spectacular is going to happen here. You want to know God? Then start reading the Bible every day of your life. You want to know God? Study. You want to go God? Spend time in prayer. And I'll pray that God open your eyes so you can understand what you're reading. Are you with me? But that really got my attention. I thought about it after it was over with. There's such a famine of the Word of God. People need to hear the truth of God's Word. They've heard denomination. They've heard tradition. They need to hear the Bible. And so we all have a platform of some sort to talk to people about the Bible when they, you know, don't attack them, but when they come to you, tell them the truth and be able to show it to them. You have to be able to show it to them. Mm-hmm.